USA News, I'm John Schaefer. We are just weeks away from the U.S. defaulting on its debt, and President Biden says if that happens, it will be devastating.
8 million Americans would lose their jobs, including 400,000 New Yorkers alone. Our economy would fall into recession, and our international reputation will be damaged in the extreme.
Speaking at SUNY Westchester Community College in New York, the president accused some Republicans of holding the economy hostage. Congressional leaders and the president will meet again on Friday. Insurance companies will no longer have to cover COVID tests beginning tomorrow. While we were under a public and national health emergency designation, Americans with health insurance were able to receive up to 8 at-home COVID tests a month for free since January of last year. That public health emergency designation ends tomorrow. With the end of Title 42, the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations coming tomorrow, Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says we're going to experience some difficult weeks ahead.
Even after nearly 2 years of preparation, we expect to see large numbers of encounters at our southern border in the days and weeks after May 11th.
Mayorkas is blaming the surge of migrants at the border on Congress, who he says has done nothing about immigration reform for 2 decades. He also said the border will not be open after May 11th. New York Congressman George Santos says his indictment on 13 federal charges is nothing more than a witch hunt.
I'm going to fight my battle. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to fight the witch hunt. I'm going to take care of clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that.
Santos pleaded not guilty to all the charges, and he says he will not resign from office and still plans to run for re-election. He was taken into custody this morning and released on $500,000 bond. The NFL is going to have a game on Black Friday for the first time this year. The New York Jets will host the Miami Dolphins in the game the day after Thanksgiving. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The Congressional Committee that oversees government has provided evidence that the Biden family has been paid by foreign governments in what Representative James Comer describes as influence peddling.
The House Oversight Committee has released bank records indicating that the Biden family has been taking in millions of dollars from multiple governments, including the Chinese government. The bank records show multiple wire transfers to multiple accounts in what Comer says is an attempt to hide their origins. The Kentucky representative says these records show Biden is lying to the American people.
President Biden has claimed since the 2020 election that his family has not received money from China. That was a lie in 2020, and he continues to lie to the American people now. The Bidens have received millions of dollars from China.
I'm Lance Pry.
A congressional hearing is set for next week on the artificial intelligence platform ChatGPT. The CEO of OpenAI Technology will be questioned by the Senate Subcommittee on Privacy, Technology, and the Law. The committee wants to know more about the benefits and risks associated with AI. An over-the-counter birth control pill may be in our future. A panel of FDA advisors has recommended that the over-the-counter pill, O-pill, be made available. A final decision from the FDA is expected this summer. Wall Street closing mixed after a cooler-than-expected inflation report. The Dow Industrial Average lost 30 points. The S&P 500 gained 18. The NASDAQ climbed 126. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.